Good morning and welcome to the Local Foods, Local Places radio show, discussing the local foods movement in the San Luis Valley.
Childhood living is easy to do. The things that you wanted, well, I bought them for you.
This show airs on KRZA Community Radio every third Thursday of the month at 8:30 a.m. And you can also listen to it at any time and any of our shows on our website, www.slvlocalfoods.org. Today, I have with me Allie Stone from the Valley Roots Food Hub. Welcome to the show, Allie.
Hi, happy to be here.
Before we get into the work that you do with the Valley Roots Food Hub, let's get to know you a little bit and how you came to work for this local food distributor.
So my name is Allie Stone, and I'm actually from Marietta, Georgia. And I came to the San Luis Valley originally August 2017 with AmeriCorps, and I served for 2 years with Alpine Achievers Initiative. I was first up in Crestone at the Crestone Charter School, and then the past year I was in Antonito serving with Conejos Clean Water.
That's awesome. Now, tell me a little bit about what inspires you about food and why you decided to be a part of the local foods movement and work in the food industry.
Yeah, so this industry is, I think, near and dear to my heart. After I graduated from college, I took the Amtrak train to Eugene, Oregon, and worked on a farm for 5 months through Worldwide Opportunities for Organic Farming. And that experience, just, you know, living and working on the land every day for 5 months, really changed my perspective on food and on the every time I ate. Really was more connected to just that whole system and how much work goes into like a bowl of cereal even. And then after my time on the farm, I was working at a family-run cafe in Eugene, and that experience was really rewarding as well, working all aspects of the cafe. And through my time there, I also got connected to the farm to school movement and School Garden Project, which is a little network that teaches gardening skills to the schools out there. And so that passion just like really sparked when I was in Eugene. It's a, you know, really big food shed, and a lot of people care about local food there. And so when I came to the San Luis Valley, actually my first month or second month here with Alpine Achievers Initiative, we had the opportunity to volunteer with the local event, Harvest Festival, and that was awesome. And I was just like, wow, this they're doing this work here too, and how can I get involved? And ever since then, I've been trying to find my place here, and I'm really happy to be able to work with the Food Hub now.
That's a really inspiring story, and I am so happy that you're a part of this community. So thank you for being here and doing all this important work. Now go ahead and tell us a little bit about the Valley Roots Food Hub. Where is the hub and what does it do?
So the Valley Roots Food Hub, the warehouse is located in Mosca, Colorado, and we're usually there Monday through Friday. And so we have four lines of year-round business, which includes wholesale food distribution, a CSA program that's actually offered all year, a commissary commercial kitchen rental, and value-added production. Our online ordering system and inventory management tool is Local Orbit, and it allows easy ordering for customers and communication between the hub and our producers. We aggregate local food from farms across the valley, Colorado, and into northern New Mexico for individuals, restaurants, grocery stores, schools, and colleges. So it's a really awesome process, and we have a 4 p.m. deadline ordering on Tuesdays, and that way we can communicate to our producers locally, and that Wednesdays they can get their orders together. Thursdays are really fun if you ever want to visit, usually aggregating all the orders. And then our driver, Ryan, is out on the road getting mushrooms from the mushroom farm, eggs from the Yoder family farm, and other local things. And then we put it all together on pallets. And then our truck driver, Will, from the AVOG team, the Arkansas Valley Organic Growers up in Pueblo County, he's getting stuff from the Hobbs Family Farm, from Poncha Creek Gardens, and other local food from the Front Range area. And then he brings that down to us on Thursday as well. And then, you know, we get his pallets ready for Springs and Pueblo region, and then we send him off, and then get everything ready for Friday delivery.
That's awesome. And so that, I'm guessing, increases the diversity and variety that you guys have too, right?
Yes, it's really awesome. We're able to house quite a bit of produce, actually, and goods in the warehouse. We have a really large walk-in refrigerator, a smaller refrigerator and freezer, and then a bunch of, your traditional large freezers. And then, we're able to store a lot of dry goods, but, you know, with the connection to other food hubs in the Colorado area, we're able to have more variety, which is really awesome to offer to our customers.
That is awesome. It's really cool. And you're kind of the CSA manager? Is that the title of your position, or director, or CSA?
Yeah, CSA market manager.
Market manager. Cool. Yeah. CSA market manager. That's awesome. So what exactly is a CSA and how does it work?
Great question. So a CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. And traditionally, most people buying into this system do it in the summertime when, you know, individual farms are offering their CSAs. But what's different about the Food Hub is that we can do CSAs throughout the whole year based on our ordering system. So we do have a summer CSA, which is you buy in. I think it's $450 for 13 weeks, and that price can really scare some people, but if you're really passionate about local food, there's ways to save up And actually, if you like divide it over the 13 weeks, it's really not that much. And then, you know, you don't have to worry about going to the grocery store for those weeks, which is really cool. And then the summertime, we have a lot more like greens and, you know, a variety of produce. And then each week, you know, you could, maybe that's not for your family or for you. You can order through us a la carte items with a minimum $50 purchase order. So you could get some oats, you could get some sunflower oil, quinoa, a bag of plums, a bag of carrots. And it really offers you variety and almost the experience as you were to go to the grocery store. And then you still get your box to you. And then we're also running a winter CSA with three different options. The holiday CSA box comes in large, which is about 40 pounds of produce at $99. And the small is about 20 pounds of produce at $59. And those are, you know, staying the same each week with our food inventory. And then we're also running a weekly CSA at $35. Which is having a rotated CSA. So it's some of the similar items you'll see in the holiday CSA, but a smaller amount. And, you know, each week it's going to be a little different to get that feel of a summer CSA without the commitment that the summer CSA entails.
Oh, if I was a farmer growing crops, I'd work all day and I'd pray a lot. I'd work Monday through Sunday, through the break of dawn. Sell my food at the market, till my food's all gone. There's a place in heaven that people don't know. A place for the farmers and the seeds they sow. There's a place in heaven that people don't know. A place for the farmers and the seeds they sow. Well, I'd make fair wages, I'm an honest man. Sow my seeds in the mountain, reap what I can. No need for greed, no need for hate. Just love everyone from day to day. There's a place in heaven that people don't know. A place for the farmers and the seeds they sow. There's a place in heaven that people don't know. A place for the farmers and the seeds they sow.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Local Food, Local Places radio show. My name is Abe, and I'm here with Allie Stone from the Valley Roots Food Hub community-supported agriculture. So, Allie, tell us how you can order a box from the CSA.
So, first you want to register with the Valley Roots Food Hub Local Orbit, and that is valleyrootsfoodhubcsa.localorbit.com/registration. And then once you have an account set up, you order almost like, I mean, I hate to compare it, but almost like you're ordering on Amazon, but in our search bar, you have options of fruit. So you could say, oh, I really want some fruit. Let's see what fruit options they have. So you search fruit, and then, you know, our pears and our plums and apples will show up. So there's categories that can help you find what you want, or you can just browse. So it's pretty flexible. And then most of our boxes have labels. So you would just search weekly CSA box or holiday CSA box, and it should be right there for you to purchase. And CSAers can have their credit card in our system, and that way you can order and not have to worry about paying, or you can also order through a purchase order. And if you want to get your food first and then make sure everything is right, and then send a check to us as well.
That's really awesome. So you don't even have to pay right away. You can set up a way to pay after you see your box.
Right.
That's super unique. That's really cool. Very cool. So now can you talk a little bit about why the CSA is important and what the benefits are to customers?
CSAs are so vital to our local food economy. And as a CSAer through the Food Hub, you're supporting local farmers from the Valley, from all over Colorado. And, you know, when you choose to buy local food, you're casting your vote and for the kind of world you want to live in. And, you know, the more you buy locally through us, the less, like, giant corporations are supported. So it's really, like, your choice on, you know, what kind of food system you want to see. And, you know, CSAers through the Food Hub benefit by getting local fresh produce that is, you know, a variety each week. You get to learn more about the farms that grow your food. So I think that connection piece is really strong. And I've been sending out emails each week just like listing what, you know, is in the box to the weekly CSAers and just highlighting where that food comes from. And so you're just way more connected, I think, to your food versus, you know, the grocery store model that you're getting lettuce, but like, where is that lettuce coming from? Whereas with the Food Hub, you actually have more tangible connection to your food that you're eating.
Definitely, that's great. So what are some of the things that people can expect in this coming winter CSA box?
So our weekly CSA box, the one that's $35, will have a variety of russet, yellow, or red potatoes, either purple or Bangor large juicing carrots, watermelon or black radish, variety of apples and pears, cabbage, garlic, and onions, and a variety of squash. And then the holiday CSA box is those produce options as well, but more robust in quantity.
Right on. What is going to be different about the summer CSA?
So the summer CSA will be 13 weeks long starting midsummer, and it's $450, and you do pay that up front and you get your box each week. However, you can still order a la carte items. So if you want oats or quinoa or something that we're not offering in the CSA, because the CSA is more produce focused, you can do that as well. And with a CSA in the summer, you can also opt to do an egg share at an additional cost. and or a meat share at an additional cost as well.
Awesome, right on. And I actually participated in that one this last summer. It was really, really good. And I even was able to set something up with Nick. So like I wasn't able to do the full amount right away. And so he was able to let me do some up front and then set up a plan to pay the rest over time. So I think that that's a way, like, you can just contact the manager and set things up like that. Is that correct?
Definitely. Yes, we want to work with you and your budget, and we can definitely make plans that fit for your family or you as an individual.
Let's talk a little bit. We talked a lot about CSAs, but what is different about the Valley Roots Food Hub CSA versus the other CSAs that are available to people around here?
So one difference right off the bat is that our CSAs are offered year-round, whereas most are in the summertime. And then the Valley Roots Food Hub CSA is working with all kinds of different farms, whereas traditionally someone going with a CSA route is getting a CSA box from one farm. So I think both options are great. Like, I'm not trying to sway you from, if you did a CSA in the past, you're a farm and you love it, just continue doing that and continue spreading the word. It's just that our option, you'll be able to get more variety in your produce from different farms and what they can offer.
Do you guys have any upcoming events or ways that people can see what's going on at the Food Hub?
Yes, actually, tomorrow night from 4 to 6 at the warehouse, we are having a solstice open house social. So you can have the opportunity to come and visit the warehouse, see our offerings, even do some shopping of local food. And we'll also be having the event catered. There'll be some music. And you'll get to mingle with some of the farmers, some local food advocates, and it's just going to be a really enjoyable time where we share our love of local food. And I really hope that you can come and be a part of it.
Awesome. The Winter Solstice Open House is going to be December 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And then what? Say the time for me one more time.
4 to 6 p.m. at the warehouse, which is 5401 Terry Street in Moscow.
Cool. And that's kind of the old school in Moscow, right?
Yes.
It used to be a school.
Yes. And it's right next to the potato factory as well. So our warehouse is connected to the potatoes, which is really awesome and convenient for us.
Definitely. And if you can't find it online, I think Moscow's a small enough town. I'm sure you'll be able to find someone. But I bet you can look it up on Google, too, if you're internet savvy, folks.
Right. Or if your phone dies, you can check out the Moscow Pit Stop, which actually sells quite a bit of our offerings. And you can double check on directions there as well.
Perfect. That sounds really awesome. I totally hope I can make it there. And hope that all of our listeners can too. Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners about the Valley Roots Food Hub or the CSA?
Maybe just to give it a try if you are curious, and especially this winter, if you know you're a little nervous about the commitment of it, the weekly CSA option is great just to try out. And another idea on the cost is, you know, going in as almost like a buying club, like with your roommates or with multiple families. I think that could really help with the cost and, you know, to spread that wealth and health of our local food.
Right on. Thank you so much, Allie, for being a part of this show and the local foods movement in the San Luis Valley.
Thank you so much for having me, Abe.
If you would like to get a CSA box or check out the Valley Roots Food Hub, visit www.valleyrootsfoodhub.com. That's www.valleyrootsfoodhub.com. If you would like to order food from the hub for your business or have any questions about the Valley Roots, you can also call Nick Chambers at 719-588-8245. You have been listening to the Local Foods, Local Places radio show on KRZA 88.7 FM and streaming online at our website, www.slvlocalfoods.org. This program is paid for by the San Luis Valley Local Foods Coalition, whose mission is to foster an equitable local food system that restores the health of the people, community, economy, and ecosystem. If you would like to comment on this show or would like to get involved, call our office at 719-937-2319. That's 719-937-2319. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next month to hear more about the local foods movement in the San Luis Valley. The music on today's show was by the Mighty Pines. They played Farmer Song and White Horses. Thanks to all of the supporters of the San Luis Valley Local Foods Coalition. We couldn't do it without the support of our community and individual donors. So thank you for donating. And if you would like to become a donor, please check out our website, www.slvlocalfoods.org. Today's sponsor is the Colorado Health Foundation, bringing health in reach for all Coloradans. If you would like to learn more about the Colorado Health Foundation, visit coloradohealth.org.